I'm going to give you another dense one. I'm sorry to be pressing you down so hard at the beginning. This next poem was written during the time of all of the Velvet Revolutions in Eastern Europe. And it was written because I didn't know how to think about what was happening. I was amazingly, stupidly happy at first that such large political change could happen without bloodshed was astonishing to me. But then when I thought about it, I realized that this was a part of the world which had seen so much pain and was the source of so many disasters of the 20th century that such a simple happiness seemed an inadequate response. And of course, as we have seen in the history since 1989, it certainly was an inadequate response. But then I couldn't think about it. So finally, I had the bright idea that perhaps I might try writing a poem about it, and perhaps that way I could think about it. And then the mind goes, but how? What? You know, what's the entrance point? And I thought about the idea of revision and what it means when something is revised, what happens to the thing which was there before when something is changed. And that made me remember a word that I had been taught by an artist some years before and always knew I would someday use, which is the painter's term bonarding, from the French painter Bonnard, who never stopped revising his work to the point that on his deathbed he called his nephew over to him and said, would you please put a little yellow in the lower left-hand corner of Almond in Blossom for me? If you find a reproduction of Almond in Blossom, you will discover that what that yellow did was obliterate his signature. So this is history as the painter Bonnard. Because nothing is ever finished, the painter would shuffle, Bonnarding, into galleries, museums, even the homes of his patrons, with hidden palette and brush. Over scribble, drapery, and table, with milk jug or fattened pear, the clabbered, ripening colors of second sight. Though he knew with time the pentimenti rise, half visible, half brine-swept fish, their plunged shapes pocking the mind, toward the end only revision mattered. To look again, more deeply, harder, clearer, the one redemption granted us to ask. This, we say, is what we meant to say. This. This. As the kiss, the sorrowful murmur, may cover a child's bruises, if not retract the blow. While a woman in Prague asks softly, in good English, for the camera, but who will give us back these 20 years? Ah, love, O history, forgive the squandered light and flung down rags of chances, old choices drifted terribly awry. And world, self-portrait never right, receive this gift, shuffling, spattered, stubborn, something nameless opens in the heart. To touch with soft bent sable, ground earth pigment, seed clear oil, the rounding bright fleshed present, if not the past. The kiss child puts his hand at last back into his mother's, though it is not the same. Her fine face, neither right nor wrong, only thoroughly his. So if you asked me now, what do I feel about the Velvet Revolutions in Eastern Europe, I could not answer except by that poem. I have no simple paraphrase, and yet for me that poem allowed me to think about it as I wished to think my way into the unresolvable question of it.